Again the hand on my forehead. Once more the vigor recuperated. All was silent. "We are going to park here," she said, indicating a place to one side of the road. "We're going to get out here?" I asked in surprise. "To leave the car in this place could be dangerous for you and for me too," I said, admitting my cowardice. "We have to walk toward there," she said, while her finger indicated a place that could not be distinguished in the dark. "But, Lia, this car is my major possession, and if it is stolen, how will we return?" "You don't have to worry. We have avoided anybody being able to see your car from any angle." I put my hand down on the car. She took my hand at the wrist and I began to experience a genuine confidence. I let go of my fears, my worries, even the most hidden, or those of distant times that live in the most profound regions of my psyche. At that moment I felt an indescribable happiness. We began to walk. "To where do we go?" I asked. "We will fly around your world," she responded. I looked at her, trying to discover if this was some kind of a joke. Her face had acquired an unusual seriousness for her. "Now?" I asked, stuttering. "Yes, now. Couldn't this wait? What you will see today cannot wait, Professor." It was unusual that I would go at the hand of Lia, always with me behind her, bewildered more that it was dark, and opening my eyes wider at each step. For her it was routine, for me everything was surprising. A round object of more or less 3 meters diameter was some meters in front of us. Lia took out an apparatus of metal that was like a small box of cigarettes and pressed a button. At that moment the door of that ship opened itself from below and we went through into the interior by means of a small ladder. We sat down. There were only 2 seats. She sat down before what would be a computer console with bars of colors, illuminated as if they were in operation. She touched a small lever with various buttons and pressed one. The ladder retracted through the small port and the opening closed. The ship silently rose into the air. In front of us a window opened as if someone parted a veil, and there appeared in front of my surprised eyes the lights of the cities. After the tiny points and supposedly oceans. From that I deduced that we were flying at a fantastic velocity. The earth withdrew more and more and thus I could contemplate the night, the stars, and later dozens of satellites of all types orbiting the earth. Far beyond was a light of pale blue or lilac that marked the line that divides night and day, and I understood that all is not completely dark nor is all absolutely light on my world. I looked at Lia who, absorbed, seemed to be looking likewise at me. "This is a voyage of exploration," she said. "Not precisely routine, though to you it might seem so," she said. "Next,